This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you back a returning guest. He was back on my show back in April 2017, and we're talking no other than Tetra Biopharma. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol TBPMF. They also trade on the Canadian Stock Exchange under the ticker symbol TBP. And with us today is the Intrium CEO and the chief scientist there, Dr. Guy Chambarla. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. Doing very well. How about you?
Oh, it's been too long since you've been on my show, I can tell you that, but I'm doing okay. Give my listeners, if you would, Dr. Guy, give them a little bit of a about statement of who you guys are and what you guys do up there north.
Sure. I mean, basically, Tetra Biopharma is, a unique small biopharma developing cannabis and cannabinoid-based prescription drugs. So contrary, to the medical cannabis-type company, we're basically developing cannabis products as prescription drugs, so through the FDA regular drug channel, through Health Canada's regular drug channel, making great progress, as you've seen with our last press releases, and obviously very active in our Phase 3 clinical trial, aiming to bring these as soon as possible to patients.
You know, there's a lot going to be happening up there in Canada with the law getting passed. What, is it June or July this year?
Well, everybody's kind of kept in, kind of standby. We sometimes have people that say it'll be more September. We never know. There are a lot of, obviously, regulatory issues for the government to handle in terms of, you know, various laws from packaging, driving laws, and so on and so forth. So I'm sure it's a very immense challenge for them, but it'll eventually get done.
You know, I was looking at some of your past press releases, FDA granting of orphan drug status, complex regional pain syndrome. Can you bring us up to speed of where you guys are at on this process?
Yes, for us, we were obviously extremely happy to obtain that orphan drug status. I mean, I think prior to us, there were several companies, including GW, that had orphan drug statuses for their cannabis-based drugs. So for us, it obviously brought scientific credibility to what we're doing in terms of our drug development, and also showing our clear focus of bringing drugs to various unmet medical conditions and pain. And so you'll be seeing a lot of development in that area coming up probably in the next quarters, basically in the U.S., as we aim to bringing our lead compound, PP01, to basically the market as a drug.
My guest today is Dr. Guy Chambarla. He is the chief scientist and CEO of Tetra Biopharma. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol TBPMF. They also trade on the Canadian Stock Exchange under the ticker symbol TBP. Two agreements that you guys are working on with Portugal and Israel for sale of distribution of your new PP001 drug product. Where are we at on that, and when can we start seeing some revenues possibly?
Well, these are two binding term sheets. So basically for us, it actually provides, validation from a real pharmaceutical company as to what we're doing in terms of drug development. They've, in simple terms, they've basically licensed from us the distribution rights of our PP01 when it will be approved as a drug. So for us, that's extremely positive news, because it sends a message to the market that what we're doing is actually credible and it's being recognized by, you know, existing revenue-driven pharmaceutical firms. And for us, obviously, as we aim to finish our Phase 3 trial and approach submitting to Health Canada and the FDA the drug files, obviously we'll be targeting the European market, so submitting them to the either through a decentralized procedure or through, you know, the front door with the European Medical Agency. So this is, for me, this was the best news, because it actually does validate what we've been doing.
You know, you guys are also doing a study on cannabis oil capsules for chronic pain. Can you bring us up to speed on that?
Well, that's actually an interesting study because there we're, you know, we're hoping our legalization comes through in Canada, so it's actually a business decision. You know, if you're looking at an opening of our natural health product regulations to cannabis products, Health Canada and its legalization project basically outlined that they'll be allowing certain products with CBD to go to the market. But if you want some unique claims or if you want to promote products specifically for pain, you'll need to have what they said, robust evidence, especially if you have THC in them. So for us, we were using, since we were developing and trying to learn more about the pharmacology of cannabis oils to develop some pharmaceutical products, we figured at that point that while we invest in this research, we might as well also maybe create a revenue-generating, I could say, arm of the business in that maybe with this data we'll be able to get natural health products approvals and products with claims. Certainly we'll be able to defend the safety and efficacy for various patient population. So you'll be seeing over the coming months, basically, as Tetra also decides to take advantage of the legalization and position maybe some evidence-based products for the natural health product market.
You know, some of the biggest problems that OTC companies run into, especially biopharma companies, is that typically run out of money because they're all in pre-revenues. But recently you put out a press release, I think in March 27th, that you guys raised $4.2 million. What are you guys going to do with that money?
Well, in total, I think there was the 4.2, and prior to that, it was about an 11.5 million raise. So a good part of that money was for being sure we had the money to bring our first drugs to the market. So that's, you know, obviously as we embark on finalizing our, you could say, the last steps of the drug development, we had to be sure we had the cash in-house to, I gotta say, dot all the I's and make sure all the files were ready for submitting to the agencies. So that's what that was part of.
The PPP 001 product, how big is that market space, and when do you think that's going to come to fruition?
Well, that's our lead product, so that's the one that these two pharmaceutical companies license. So for us, we're basically on track in terms of our timeline. You'll see some news coming up in the next couple of weeks announcing basically as we begin to prepare for bringing it to the market. But, you know, we're aiming to be on time. That's been the kind of our model throughout there is as we make the promises, let's make sure, you know, we can deliver and bring it to, obviously, to the market, but also deliver to what our shareholders basically supported us for.
Tetra Biopharma is the company that we're highlighting today here on Stock Day. And with us today is the chief scientific, also the CEO, Dr. Guy Chamberla. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol TBPMF. They also trade on the CSE, Canadian Stock Exchange, under the ticker symbol TBP. Their stock is trading around 52 cents a share, which I think is grossly undervalued. Let me ask you this, Dr. Guy, while I got you on the line here. You got any products? You know, there's a huge crisis in the opioids. Do you have any products for that's going to, you know, take the place of that? Because it's such a, you know, a huge problem, not only in Canada, but also in America.
Well, if you take a look at our two very active studies in patients, if you take a look at even the PP01 in patients, some of the endpoints we are looking at is actually, you could say, opioid sparing. So we're actually monitoring what happens to the opioid medications as we begin to treat these patients in that phase 3 setting, which is a very, you could say, a long-term monitoring of the patient. So we should pick up some very good, solid, and what, you know, regulators will say, a well-controlled study design, which it is, a placebo-controlled, we should pick up if, you know, inhaling cannabis actually does help with opioid sparing. In our oil trial, we're also looking at it, where we're actually looking at three different cannabis oils, a 1-to-1, a 1-to-2, that's one THC to two CBDs, and then a high CBD. There as well, we're looking at in both cancer and non-cancer pain patients, and there we're looking at basically what we call the concomitant medication, and what happens to the pain medications they're on. Do they have to increase over time, or is the physician actually decreasing them over time? Then if you look at our other projects, our PP02, which is another drug in development, that one will be really going after the opioid-sparing market very aggressively.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on the show. It's always a pleasure to have you on here. In closing, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to illustrate out there to my listeners?
No, but for us, you know, we've been in working with the FDA and bringing these, and I think you'll see that, you know, we've, contrary to some other business models where people, like I said, work more at the state levels within the medical cannabis, we're out there to bring our cannabis products as prescription drugs to the U.S. market, and we plan to do it as per the regulations.
You've been listening to Dr. Guy Chambrala. I want to thank you for coming on my show. You can come back anytime. Only thing I ask you is don't wait so long.
Well, we've been too busy setting up the phase three and that's my defense.
All right. Wish you nothing but the best, and hopefully you'll come back on the show here in about 2 or 3 months.
For sure.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.